So glad you decided to accept my offer. May I come in? Thank you. My, this is a lovely place you have. I'm loving the wallpaper color. Really nice shade of blue. What? I can't make small talk when I'm visiting my employee for dinner. Ugh, don't be like that. Remember, you agreed to this. I could walk right back out that door, and you'd be shit out of luck. And I'd hate to see one of my fabulous employees leave the company on such awful terms. That's a good girl. Now, why don't you show me around the place? Ah, the living room. Very quaint. It's no foyer, but I suppose it has a rustic charm. And is that your stepson in the photo? My, he is quite handsome. You must be beating the girls off of him. Is he still in college? Oh, just graduated. You know, maybe if I'm impressed enough tonight, I could see about getting your boy a position in the company, alongside fixing your little issue. Oh, don't give me that face, Carol. You know I'm not here for your cooking. Speaking of which, I hope you started preparing dinner before I arrived. You know I don't like to be kept waiting. Good. Now why don't you show me to the dining room and call down that stepson of yours for dinner? Oh, hi. Hello there. It's so nice to meet you. I'm Beth, your stepmom's boss. Well, I'm here for dinner, of course. Did your mother not tell you? Oh, Carol, for shame. He hasn't even cleaned himself up. Well, I'm sorry for the surprise visit, dear. Don't worry, though. I think you still look quite handsome when you're all disheveled like that. Oh my, what a blush. All right, no more teasing. Your mother's already finished serving the food. So your mother mentioned to me that you graduated from college. What's your degree in? Fascinating. You know, we could use someone with that kind of knowledge at my company. I might be interested in finding you a job offer. Perhaps even one in my very own department. I think we could have a very productive relationship. I'm rather impressed so far. I definitely like what you're offering. Oh, that face. Is there something wrong, Carol? I thought not. Say, why don't you tell me some of the classes you took? It'd be a lot easier to find a spot for you in the company if I know what specifically you've learned. What a delicious meal. I'll admit, Carol, your cooking exceeded my expectations. Now, what's for dessert? Of course. No meal is complete without a dessert. Aw, you forgot to make one, didn't you? Well, that's all right. I think I'll just have him instead. Oh, how silly of me. You weren't even told I was coming over for dinner. Of course you don't know I am actually here. You see, darling, your stepmother made a, let's call it a mistake, while at work. A very big mistake. The kind that nearly cost the company a fortune. Now, normally an employee who makes such a blunder would be fired on the spot. But your stepmother pleaded with me and made her situation very clear. How she was raising you by herself and paying for your college tuition and yada yada yada. And of course, in today's economy, firing her would leave you too destitute. So I mercifully offered her an out. I'd pull some strings and make sure she stays in the company, and in return, she would give her only son to me to play with, to ravage, to fuck. Oh, look at your stepmother squirm. She can't even make eye contact with you. Not that I blame her, though. Whoring out her own son to save her skin. I mean, I'd be unable to look you in the eye, too. Oh, don't act all offended. I saw how you were looking at me during dinner, undressing me with your eyes, imagining me naked before you. Naughty boy. Oh, you refuse. Fine. I suppose I could just leave. And your stepmother's chances of keeping her job would leave with me. Oh. Listen to her beg. Come now, sweetheart. Do you really want to abandon your stepmother in her most desperate hour? I thought not. Now take off your clothes. You heard me. Take them off. Where do you think you're going? Oh, please. He's your stepson. It doesn't matter if you see him naked. Now be a good girl and sit back down. I need you to witness this. My, you are quite gifted, young man. I knew I was going to enjoy this. Now lay down on the table. Move the plates aside if you need to. Perfect. Do you like what I'm wearing? It is a bit bland, I know. Black pantsuit, white button-up underneath, very businessy. But take that all off. Do you like what you see? That's right. A tight, sexy red lingerie outfit. Complete with thigh highs, garters, 6-inch heels, and crotchless panties. My. Hard already? I think you enjoy this more than you and Matt. Such a horny boy for me. Maybe you fantasized about something like this. Have you stroked yourself to the thought of a hot cougar seducing you? Of being her cub for the night? I can't blame you. I don't have anything against girls your age, but I'd say us mature women do it better. We just have so much more experience. Stay still for me. I'm going to turn around and straddle your face. Was that a whimper? Oh, I bet you want nothing more than to stick your tongue in my pussy. But be patient. I'm in control here. Good boy. Just watch as I slowly lower myself onto that adorable face of yours. Take a deep breath. Now lick. Oh, yeah, just like that. That's a good boy. Eat my tight milf cunt like your life depends on it. Fuck, baby. You're so good at this. Are you blushing, Carol? Oh my goodness, I never knew you were such a freak. Getting excited at watching another woman sit on your stepson's face. What a degenerate. Say, be a dear and clean the table while I blow your son's fucking mind, would you? Good girl. Now as for you, my horny boy, that cock looks like it could use some attention. Do you like that, baby? How I take you into my warm, wet mouth. Judging by the way you're squeezing my ass, I'd say you do. Fuck, it feels so good to grind against your mouth. It feels like I'm marking you as mine. Yeah, moan into my pussy. Worship it. Show me how much you adore me. What's the matter, Carol? Can't look away? Good. Watch me take your stepson's cock into my mouth. Listen to him moan as he pleasures me. This is what happens when you make mistakes on the job. Your boss gets to take your baby boy right on your fucking dining table while you stand there and watch. Isn't that right, sweetheart? You taste so fucking good. Way better than the steak we had. Did you ever expect to be in this position? To have a hot MILF bounce her ass on your face while she sucked you off? I've thought about nothing except how I was going to ravish you since I first made the deal with your stepmother. And we're just getting started, baby. Stop looking. Good boy. Now, don't get up. Allow me. Now that your stepmother has dutifully cleaned the table for us, I can straddle you just like this and start grinding. You're moaning up a storm just from a bit of foreplay. You are so fucking adorable. Go ahead, Carol. Wash the dishes while you try to pretend that I'm not using your baby boy like a fucking dildo in the other room. Oh, you like being my dildo, don't you? You filthy boy. That little moan was so lewd. Keep going. Let her know how much you enjoy whoring yourself out to fix her mistake. Good boy. Oh, such a fucking good boy. You want to fuck me so badly, don't you? Beg me to slide my tight, wet, mouth pussy onto your hot, throbbing cock. That's a good boy. God, I feel so full. You're really something else, man. Oh, I'm gonna start bouncing now. Don't you dare move a muscle. Your only purpose right now is to lay back and be ravaged like a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, so obedient. It didn't take much to domesticate you, didn't it? Oh, just a taste of my juices and you're already my little toy. Oh, fuck, that's my good boy. That's my good little boy toy. Just lie back and take it. I can see you watching us from the hallway, Carol. Fuck, don't stop. Keep staring. Look me right in the eyes as I ride the shit out of your son. Good girl. Watch me fuck your stepson like the freak you are. Oh, you know, I was thinking about inviting you to the company. Oh, and showing you the ropes. Maybe even try to get you into my department. But now that I've experienced this cock, now I'm not letting go. Forget same department. I'm taking you in as my personal intern. Just think about it, baby. You can have your own little desk next to mine in my office. Take my calls. Eat me out under the desk while I talk to my clients. Oh, fuck. And of course, you'll always be spending your lunch breaks with me at my desk. Just the two of us. Alone together. How does that sound? Sound good? I'm sorry, did you say yes, mommy? God, Carol, your whole family is full of perverts. I can't lie, though. I kind of like it. Do you want me to be your new mommy, baby? I'll be so much better than your old mommy. I can treat you better than she ever could. I can take you out on nice, expensive dates. Or let you sit on my lap while I work. Or even take you back to my house for some advanced training. Look at that face. Oh, you're adorable. And so, so fucked up. Say that I'm your real mommy. Say it. You hear that, Carol? Looks like I'm taking your son in more ways than one. Oh, mommy can't wait to take on your new intern. God, just thinking about it has gotten me to the edge. Oh, fuck. Are you close too? Yeah? Okay, sweetheart. I want you to come in me. Yes. I want you to come in me. I want to feel you burst. Don't worry about knocking me up. I'm on the pill. Oh, fuck. Like I said, sweetie, mommy's been preparing for this. So go ahead. Come in, mommy. Oh, fuck. I can feel you twitch inside me. I just sent you over the edge, didn't I? Do it, baby. Come for me. Come for mommy. Fuck, fuck. Good boy. Good boy. You gave me so much cum. I can feel it dripping out of me. You look positively exhausted. Get used to the feeling, darling. I'm not done with you yet. Not by a mile. Here. Let me... Oh. Slide off of you. And off the table. God, this load will be dripping out of me for hours. Hand me my clothes, would you, Carol? Good girl. Now then, I'd say we're mostly even. All that's left is for your son to attend the internship. Young man, I expect you to arrive on Monday, 9 a.m, sharp. Try to dress nice, but don't overdo it. After all, you may find some of your tasks to be quite strenuous. But don't worry, you'll be very well compensated. Now then, I think it's best that I take my leave and say goodnight to you both. I'm sure you have a lot to discuss. Thank you for the dinner, Carol. It was wonderful. And thank you for being such a good boy. See you Monday.